Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the announcement expected tomorrow by Obama's former ambassador to China, John Huntsman Jr., that he is going after Obama's job. Rocky Anderson, the former mayor of Salt Lake City, who knows both Mitt Romney and John Huntsman well, joins us to assess the man who many see as the most formidable and electable candidate Obama could face. We will discuss the inconsistencies between the former John Huntsman and the latest candidate to enter the Republican race for the presidential nomination. Then we will look into the staggering price of capital punishment in California, where the death penalty has cost the cash-strapped state more than $4 billion so far. Laurie Levinson, professor of law at Loyola Law School, joins us to discuss the just-released study, Executing the Will of the Voters, a roadmap to mend and end the California legislature's multi-billion dollar death penalty debacle. Then finally, the editor of the OC Weekly, Gustavo Arellano, joins us. He writes a syndicated column, Ask a Mexican, and we will talk to him about what he sees as a shining example of the Tea Party's idea of a political paradise where taxes are low, where there is no Obamacare, and the rich are free to get richer and richer. The Tea Party's perfect country, large areas of which are government-free and ruled by those with the most money and guns, is, of course, Mexico. I'm now joined by Rocky Anderson, who was the mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008. During his time in office, he became known as a progressive voice in Utah politics, including for the internationally renowned Salt Lake City Green Program, which drastically reduced the carbon footprint of the city's municipal operations. He currently serves as president of the Utah-based nonprofit organization High Road for Human Rights. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rocky Anderson.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
And I suppose John Huntsman, who's now, to some extent, since he's going to apparently step into the race tomorrow for the Republican nomination to become the next president of the United States, he perhaps will be running against his record. But it strikes me that he is really how Republicans used to be. He's moderate, fiscally conservative, reasonably liberal on social issues. He's not going to be getting the nomination for a party that's not the same party today, right? This is the party of the religious right and the Tea Party.
John Huntsman is the kind of Republican that my Republican parents would have been able to support. And actually, he was supported by a lot of Democrats here in Utah, including myself. I think he did an excellent job, stood up on some issues against our very right-wing legislature, and took some pretty controversial positions. It took a lot of guts in Utah, including support for domestic partnerships. Now, it's not going all the way that I would go in terms of marriage equality, but it certainly was, and pretty early on, relative to what we're seeing in this country in terms of asserting the legal rights, equal legal rights for gays and lesbians who decide to be committed partners.
Well, clearly, Rocky Anderson, the Utah Republican Party is fairly much captured by the Tea Party. I mean, there was a sitting United States Senator Bennett, who didn't even face a re-election in the primary. He was booted out by the caucus.
Which was amazing when anybody could say that Bob Bennett was too liberal to be a United States Senator. They're saying the same thing about Orrin Hatch. That's what it's like in Utah Republican politics, and it's what I'm afraid is getting to be more and more like the Tea Party and extremist Republican politics around the country, as they are leaning toward the fringe, rather nutty side, rather than supporting those who have been pretty good, and in my view, very, very conservative Republicans in the past. You know, what was interesting was with Bob Bennett, he was so criticized for his support of TARP when, in fact, TARP was a Bush program. It was a Republican program at the time. And that's they have very short memories, but I think there are a lot of political opportunists who feed on that sort of thing, feed on the ignorance and short memories of a lot of the people in this country and use it for their own political opportunities and benefit.
Again, I'm speaking with Rocky Anderson, the former mayor of Salt Lake City, who knows both Mitt Romney and John Huntsman Jr. personally. And, of course, John Huntsman Jr. is expected to enter the Republican race for president tomorrow. And obviously, he's going to have a tough row to hoe if the Republican Party that you're describing there in Utah is anything like the national primary voters. But paradoxically, my understanding is that the Republican establishment think he's the most electable, and I think the White House thinks he's the most electable, don't they?
I think they do. I think they did everything they could to try to keep him out. And you know, it really says a lot about how partisan things have become in this country. When the Obama administration was complimenting John Huntsman for what he did as ambassador to China, as if that were going to be a bad thing for him in the Republican Party. They clearly don't want John Huntsman to receive the Republican nomination. And if Republicans were wise instead of the right-wing purists, if they would support somebody like John Huntsman, he would give President Obama a real run for his money, because I think there are a lot of moderates and even a lot of Democrats who are willing to vote for somebody like John Huntsman, regardless of party affiliation, because he's smart, he's capable, he's proven that he can be gutsy, that he'll stand up on certain issues, although apparently he's changing his position on a few issues. But nothing as dramatically as what we saw, I think, with Mitt Romney the day he decided to run for president. By the way, they're both friends. I like them both personally a lot. I'm just sorry to see that some people will become such political chameleons.
Well, how much is Huntsman backing away from the real John Huntsman as opposed to the candidate? I mean, he's in favor of gay unions, but not gay marriage, I understand. And he's anti-abortion, and he's backtracked on
anti-abortion. No, he hasn't changed his view on that like Mitt Romney did.
Right.
I mean, Mitt Romney to win the governorship of Massachusetts supported Roe versus Wade, and that I know that was Mitt's view, that Roe versus Wade was settled law and it works, and we ought to just move on. Of course, today he decided to run for president. I think that his handlers persuaded him that he really needed to change his view on that, on stem cell research, on gay rights, if he were to stand any prayer of getting past the Republican convention. John Huntsman, he does realize the importance of dealing with climate change. There is no question that he, as a person, knows how important that is. He supported the Western Climate Initiative, which was a regional cap-and-trade program. Of course, so did Mitt Romney initially before he backed away from that in Massachusetts. But I understand that Governor Huntsman, Ambassador Huntsman, has now backed away from cap and trade, but cap and trade isn't necessarily the only or the best solution on climate change. I think Governor Huntsman knows how much progress the Chinese have made on climate change. And in fact, I've studied this intensely, and I can tell you they're doing a lot more in China to deal with climate change over the long haul than we're doing here in the United States. And Ambassador Huntsman knows how important that is. But, yeah, we're not going to hear him support cap and trade, particularly during this campaign.
Well, Rocky Anderson, though he has signed cables which the WikiLeaks got hold of, as U.S. ambassador, praising China's efforts on addressing climate change through green technology. And he also, of course, praised in these cables, apparently praised President Obama and was proud to be a part of his team and felt that the healthcare reform was very important here in the United States. So you can certainly get the feeling that this stuff's going to come back to haunt him, right? And I'm not sure how much the White House is going to stir the pot here. Maybe they'll just let the Tea Party types do it because... I mean, Axelrod apparently tried to when Ambassador Huntsman visited the White House for the state business of Hu Jintao, Axelrod collared him and said, "What are all these rumors about you running for president?" And of course, Huntsman said, "Oh, they're overblown," but apparently not.
No, he'll be announcing, and I think that as people get to know John Huntsman, they're going to see that we've got somebody that's principled, who's very bright, very experienced, very well educated, very, very well rounded. And you know, we simply can't settle for the celebrity types, the people that somebody may want to go out for a beer with or even date, but who couldn't run a 7-Eleven down on the corner. And I think that's certainly the case with Sarah Palin, and Michelle Bachmann's not very much closer. In fact, I think with all of her gaffes, she's going to burn out very, very quickly. So I think it is going to be a Mitt Romney and a John Huntsman campaign for the nomination. And I've had the real honor of working very, very closely with both of them.
So, Rocky Anderson, you don't think that the country has gone that down that path of arguably you could call it sort of anti-intellectual populism, where the you'd vote for the guy you have a beer with, like George W. Bush, or Sarah Palin, or Michelle Bachmann. You're confident that there's enough educated people out there that want to vote for people who aren't just like them, but who are actually more competent than they are?
Well, I wish I could say I were really optimistic that were the case. I'm hopeful. I guess I really wish that people in this country would become more informed and have more respect for reason and logic and science. But when people say the kinds of things that Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin have said, they're a joke. They shouldn't even be part of the equation at this point. And there's nothing that qualifies either of them to be president of the United States. On the other hand, you see people like John Huntsman and Mitt Romney, both of them business people. They've served in high executive elective office. John Huntsman's been a United States trade representative, ambassador to Singapore, and ambassador to China, which I think is probably the most important ambassadorship on the planet today. Yeah. And I think that we can be pretty pleased that there's that sort of competition out there. But certainly there is a real anti-intellectual trend in this country, which just really saddens me. And I think it's not limited to the young. It's not limited to those who are uneducated. I know very well-educated people who don't even read a newspaper anymore. They say they get it off the Internet, but I think they're reading The Onion more than they are the New York Times.
Well, Rocky Anderson, given that John Huntsman's junior, his father, of course, is a wealthy billionaire who owns a chemical company, which is one of the largest in the world, will... Huntsman finance his campaign?
Oh, I'm sure that he'll help finance his campaign, but I can tell you, John Huntsman Jr. grew up, and I know his family well, he grew up in a family that has as a primary ethic charity. John Huntsman Sr. has given, I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 million toward cancer research. They've got the Huntsman Cancer Institute here in Salt Lake City. This is a man who really does walk the talk. I knew him before he probably had his first $1 billion when he was sort of starting out in the business world. And he'd worked in the Reagan White House. And I remember him telling me, even at that time, how important it was to him that as people are earning their money, they're giving it away. And I think that's the ethic that John Huntsman Jr. grew up with. And I think that what he's doing now, and I know this may sound naive, but I think this is one of those cases where he's willing to give a tremendous amount of himself in order to do good public service. I think he wants to make the world a better place, as his mother and father have done for decades.
And just in closing then, in the last few minutes here, Rocky Anderson, again, mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008, and who knows both John Huntsman Jr. and Mitt Romney personally. John Huntsman Jr. is expected tomorrow to enter the presidential race, and according to Mayor Anderson, it'll be a race between Mitt Romney and John Huntsman. Now, you were a little critical of Mitt Romney. I spoke to a veteran reporter with the Boston Globe the other day who's covered him for years, and his concern about him as a presidential candidate was that he says, you know, as a reporter, I can roam the corridors of the State House and the Capitol in Washington and call up politicians at any moment and have a real conversation with them, and that's what politicians do. But people out of the corporate world are used to corporate security, used to being in the boardroom where people can't get in, used to putting out press releases and commercials about what a great job they're doing, and they're not used to dealing with the people. So if Mitt Romney were to get elected president of the United States, would he act as the CEO of the United States?
Well, don't forget, Mitt Romney was governor of the state of Massachusetts,
true.
And
yeah.
It was very accessible. And in fact, I was at a conference of mayors meeting in Boston, and John Kerry was on the program, was supposed to speak, backed out at the last minute. I was able to make one call, get a hold of Mitt Romney, and he dropped everything and came over and gave the most rousing speech. And by the way, I'm a Democrat.
I know you are. Yeah.
I'm left of Democrats. I don't even claim Democrats anymore because I think they've been such cowards in the face of so many issues that are facing our country. But I so admired Mitt Romney. He comes in. Most of these big city mayors were Democrats. He got a standing ovation. Mayors cheering for him. He can be very inspirational. He's very smooth. And he's a very affable guy and a great sense of humor that I don't think comes across very well in the public. And I can tell you his wife, Ann, both these candidates' wives, both Mary Kay Huntsman and Ann Romney, are as pleasant and as good people as you'll ever meet.
Well, I thank you for sharing with our audience your inside knowledge of these people that are running for president. And in the case of the man who's going to put his foot in the race tomorrow, more than his toe in the water, who we see on these commercials riding around on an all-terrain vehicle, although apparently it's not him, I think it's going to be an interesting campaign, don't you?
It's going to be very, very interesting. And again, I just hope that we have a good dialogue on the real issues and that we stop these ridiculous circus sideshows like Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and some of the rest of them.
Again, I thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure.
Bye-bye. And hello again, I'm Ian Masters. I was just speaking then with Rocky Anderson, who's the former mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008. And he is now president of the nonprofit organization High Road for Human Rights. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about how the cash-strapped state of California is spending billions on capital punishment.
I believe that the Lord God created universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and the Mormon trust. You cannot just believe.